so much. Do you remember anything?
Well, a favorite was Barnum and Bailey, the circus. That used to be a movie. They made it.
Yeah.
They had a movie of it.
Did they record, like, that year's show or something?
Yes, I don't know how they did it. But it was whatever they had, that's that's about what you would see, so.
Do you have any favorite actors or actresses from that time?
I did used to have a favorite. Now I don't know why I had them. But there used to be, the girl was Janet Gaynor. And I think I only saw her in one show, maybe. I don't know why she was my favorite, but she was very pretty and everything. But she was in, let's see, what was the name of it? A Star is Born. And I think they've made it since then, probably a lot of times. But she, in the end, was, I suppose, behind the water. I don't think it actually went on her, but she stood there. I don't know. It's nothing, really. I liked the cowboy movies. I liked...
Do you remember the first movie you ever saw? Or you ever remember seeing?
I don't know. I don't know that I remember.
How old were you?
I'd have remembered it 2 months ago, but I don't know, certainly.
How old were you when you used to go to these shows?
Well, I was in Utah, and I was 7 when we moved, so it had to be in the, when I was 8 or 9.
Did you go by yourself, or did you go with friends?
I went by myself. I went on this, we lived close to the end of the streetcar line, and I got on the streetcar and went down, got off at the, it was on Second South. I usually went to the Capitol Theater, which was on Second South, and just got off, and it was over, and I went home.
How long was the ride?
Oh, probably half hour. I don't know.
Did people used to talk to you? Were you scared? Or?
I wasn't afraid, but I don't know. I went on the streetcar when I was 7 to school every day, and I had to, and that was all before I was 7. No, I guess I was the year I was 7. I was in second grade. The streetcars all went down to a building downtown, and they called it the terminal. And if you had to change, you got off and found your streetcar and went wherever you were going. But I did that for a whole year, so I wasn't afraid.
How much did the streetcar cost?
I don't know, but I don't think it was very much. Nothing cost very much because it was during the Depression and nobody had any money, so maybe 25 cents, maybe 10 cents, I don't know, 15.
Did your parents give you an allowance, or?
I don't think they did, because I had just always gone and, I used to, several times a week, I would go to the insurance office. It was on Second South in Maine, and I would go and file cards and do things that nobody wanted to do. And I don't recall ever getting paid.
So they just gave you money for
when I needed it. And then when I went to college, they said, well, all those years you worked, you didn't get anything. We're paying your college.
Oh, that's good.
So they paid it. But, you know, it's also relative. I suppose we didn't have it. It was probably just as hard for us to come up with money for colleges for people nowadays. If there are thousands, they have to pay. But I remember the year I went to Utah State. The first year I lived in the dorm. The second year I lived in the sorority house. And my parents, it cost $15 a month for board and room. And the tuition was $15. I think they spent a total of $75 a semester.
Wow.
Can you imagine doing anything for $75? I know, and I don't remember what the text was, I think. I just remember waiting in long lines, and now you do it on the computer, and you don't wait at all, Mark. everybody had to go into the registrar's office and register. So you can imagine, if there's 4,000, there was 4,000 students. I don't know if it was both years, but the one year I remember it was 4,000 students, 3,000 boys and 1,000 girls. So it was a boys' college, really. They had, because of the territory it was in, they specialized in, agriculture. And they would, you know, if you were going to go beyond, go help your dad on the farm, you took all the things you needed to know. It was Agicon is what it was. You learned the economics, and then you learned, of course you probably knew how to take care of the cattle and stuff because you'd probably been doing it ever since you were little. But it was mostly like Agicon. So you could learn the mechanics of how to make it pay. And in fact, the oldest brother of Papa's, Delmar, he taught Agicon at Cornell. That's what he took in school. His three brothers that were older than Papa all took Agicon in college. And then Delmar got, I don't know if he got a doctor's or not, but he got his master's, I know that. And Spencer went in the army and worked. He was working in Oklahoma where they had a lot of oil. And so he went back and got another degree. Maybe he got it at the same time, I don't know. Engineering for oil, and Brian went to University of Wisconsin and took, what are you taking?
Journalism? History?
Journalism. And he got his master's there, and then he went to the University of Minnesota and got a doctorate in journalism. So, I don't know anything about their schooling. I know mostly sororities and fraternities were used for housing.
Did you ever want to join one?
I did. I was an Alpha Chi.
Oh, what? How did you join?
Well, it was mostly because this roommate I had when I went, first year that I went there, I was a junior because I'd already gone to 2 years of college, and she was my roommate, and she had an older sister that was an Alpha Chi, and so she had planned to join a sorority, so she talked me into it, and so I'd be done for 2 years.
Was there any kind of process? You had to do any work?
Oh yeah.
What did you do?
Well, we had to, when we were not full members, we had to go once a week to the sorority house and be slaves.
What did you do as a slave?
Oh, whatever they told me, I don't know. And then I don't know what we did, probably stupid things, but I remember we used to have to entertain them. And I remember being told to fry like an egg. How would you fry like an egg?
How did you fry like an egg?
Well, I laid on the floor and bounced around. Pretended I was being fried, I guess. I don't know.
How long did you fry like an egg for?
Oh, just not very long, I'm sure. And just because I'm like I am, nobody else did it, but we were supposed to come down to the sorority house anytime we had free time. And so I didn't have a class till 10. So I went down early in the morning. We had to stay in the basement and never could come up until we were called. Nobody else did it but me. But I was conscientious, and when they said you had to be there, I was there. Like a dummy.
How long did you do that before they let you in?
Well, I think it was right after Christmas. We were considered worthy to become full-fledged members. And they had a ceremony. I don't remember much about it. And after that, then anybody else that was still a pledge, we could boss around.
What did you make them do?
I didn't even make them do anything.
Oh.
I remembered what it was like. I never did. I'm a pretty much of a wimp. Pushover.
But you did everything they told you.
So. Well, yeah, but I don't do it to anybody else. I mean, I'm a pushover for that. I don't like to make people.
So did you get, like, a sweater or anything like that?
I don't remember getting one. I had a pin that said Alpha Chi, and it was a kind of diamond, you know, that shape. Had pearls around it and the stone in the middle. It's an Alpha Chi. And I think I have it there at the house. And Papa made me this bracelet. He put the Alpha Chi pin on, and the Papa belonged to the Sigma Chi Epsilon.
Oh.
Sei. So I have both of those pins on that bracelet.
But did he pin you? When did that happen?
Let's see. We met my second year, like in October or sometime. They had several of the SAEs didn't have dates, and they called the sorority house to see if there was anybody there that didn't have a date. And would they like to come over and hang out and dance and listen to records? And so I and a few other girls went. And I danced, you know, with all of them and everything. But I like Papa best because, I mean, it isn't very flattering probably, but he was like an old house shoe, just comfortable to be around, you know. I didn't have to put on any airs. I mean, we just talked and talked and...
What did she talk about?
Oh, I don't know, family, what you wanted to do, you know, that sort of thing. And it was just always pleasant. I never had to worry about what his expectation was. It was nice to be around. And so, anyway, he hung his pin, and about two months later, not very long. I thought it was the war. You know, you never knew when he was going to go off to war, so. the tradition was you had everybody, I don't know, it was probably the first Monday after you had your pin hung, all the SAEs came, and of course all the Alpha Chi's were there, and then they serenaded the Alpha Chi's.
What did they say?
Oh, I don't know. I can't tell you that. Papa had to buy a 5-pound box of chocolates. Bluebird chocolates.
Oh, very good.
And I passed them all around to everybody. And it was kind of exciting. And we were sitting there. I don't remember what we sat on, but we sat in the middle of the room. And everybody, around the outside, they were singing to you, the two of you, so it was kind of nice. Now, it's the second light